Pirate Radio for Liverpool.
Central Radio.
Central Radio.
Central Radio.
Central Radio.
Central Radio.
All right, we're here with Mugstar, and one of the worst bands in Liverpool. So I can only recommend you go and see them just to check out how bad they are. And can you introduce yourselves first?
Hello. We're Mugstar.
Well, yeah, Peter, I play guitar, box, vocals.
Jason, I play bass.
And I'm Neil, and I play guitar.
Okay. All right. Tell us a little about what Mugstar means to you and why the band started up in the first place.
I think doing a single helped us quite a bit. Just doing a 7-inch, I think people seem to respect it a bit more, that you'd actually put money into it. And I got us played on John Peel, led to a Peel session. And then we're doing a new single, which will be out in a few weeks. And hopefully that'll make it even better.
Yeah.
Can you describe your sound to people who might not have heard it? Like,
I think there was a good quote in The Wire where he said it was like shagging a stranger in a field full of hip-deep mud.
And loving it.
And loving it.
Yeah. You're starting to get like a kind of a real... The last couple of gigs I've seen, you do sound like you there's more energy and you're kind of happier with what you're doing. Like, I mean, was there a turning point with the band, do you think?
I think just doing more gigs, wasn't it?
I think things have always changed, and I think things have just generally got better, developed, and we've become better. I think we've become a lot better at writing. We're getting stuff right, you know, within the band, and every time we practice or play live, we just seem to get better and tighter, and you know, all of our influences sort of come out into, you know, come into this band and sort of melt together, sort of thing. And you could probably quite easily pigeonhole it, but you know, I wouldn't want to pigeonhole it.
What kind of attitude are you trying to get across?
There's no real set agenda to it. I think it's just four people coming together and trying to make a bit of a noise, and it seems to work.
Yeah,
pretty well as we go along.
Can you tell us about the Peel session?
Well, basically, I sent a CD to John Peel and then just asked him about doing a Peel session. And then about 2 weeks later, I got an email saying he'd invited us to Maida Vale to record a Peel session. So I was quite lucky, really, just being a bit cheeky and asking him. But he played our single a few times before and seemed to really like it. But it was a pretty good day, wasn't it?
It was really nice going down there and recording. It was probably like the easiest recording we've ever done, really, and the best recording we've ever done. Maida Vale's quite an experience.
And what's the track called?
Mammoth Super Sight. Yeah. It's going to be the B-side to our new single.
Yeah.
And this is it. We'll be right back.
Even the most famous pirates listen to Central Radio. Listen to Captain Pugwash.
Ah, the hockey.
Shiver me timbers, Central Radio FM.
That was Mugstar and Man with Super Sight, and we've got Mugstar here with us now, who are actually going to play some of the stuff that's important to them, kind of both kind of like, I don't know, in the past and current stuff. Like, so we're going to start with something from about ages ago. And can you tell us why you picked it and what it means to you?
Well, I think Hawkwind are the only band that we're all really into, all four of us.
Or maybe Sabbath as well.
Well, Sabbath as well, but... Yeah. But I think Hawkwind, they seem to... We have a sort of a Hawkwindy sort of feel to our music. So basically, they're just a fucking amazing band, and they deserve to be played whenever possible.
Why this particular track?
I think it just encompasses the essence of Hawkwind, raw rock and roll, and it's with loads of noise.
Yeah.
And Lemmy is just awesome on it.
Okay. Can you tell us what it's called?
Born to Go.
We'll be right back.
DEF CON.
You feel this blast of cool air in the middle of your brain.
All right, this next track's by a band who I know you played with recently in Liverpool, like who I think you do feel some kind of like special kind of connection with. Can you explain where that came from? And
well, basically, I got in touch with them because I saw a poster in London, and since we got in touch with them, they seem to be getting us gigs, we get them gigs, and it seems to be like finding people who are sort of on the same wavelength with music and want to do the same sort of thing. We're going to do a split single with these, which is going to be out in a couple of months. It's just a really good band.
Yeah, it's going to be yellow vinyl, so be split on yellow vinyl. It should be good.
I think it's nice, though. There seems to be a lot of interest at the moment in post-punk, and to hear a band who actually sound like they've heard some post-punk, as opposed to shitty new wave.
Okay, well, do you want to explain to our listeners what the difference is?
Not really.
Okay, fair enough. But this is Hunting Lodge, and this is Fault Finding.
DEF CON.
I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them
DEF CON.
This is Central Radio.
This is Central.
Sexy Central Radio on FM.
Pirate Radio, where a land lover out there shove up a timber, spice me members. Ha 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 ha.
Okay, that was Fault Finding by Hunting Lodge, and this is another band you've played with that I haven't seen. Can you explain to us what excited you about them? Like,
yeah, we played in Manchester. Where was it? The Stan Gatt, was it? We'd heard of them, you know, previously, you know, previous albums and stuff, and they played and we got a chance to support them, which was really good, and they really were very good to watch, you know. I think probably one of the best bands I've seen. It was just like, you know, quite a wall of noise basically, and it was really loud and quite they were really good. One Ida were, well, I don't know how you pronounce it, I don't know how you pronounce it,
but I think they were a band who just seemed to be very into what they were doing, and that come across with what they were playing, and it was a pleasure to watch. It was just very extreme and
very good.
Good.
Okay, and this is a track which is the second track off the first album, which are called Enemy Hogs, which they didn't bother giving a title to, which is very cryptic and weird. But this is On Ida.
Liverpool Echo is training organizations
to kill and eat any little children
whose parents
earn less than
£15,000 a year.
Central Radio.
Pirate Radio for Liverpool.
Central Radio.
Central Radio.
Central Radio.
Central Radio.
Central Radio.
All right, that was On Ida and the mystery track off Enemy Hogs. This has been Mugstar, thanks for coming in, and sort of I say like listen out for them again, because I think John Peel apparently liked them for some reason, so they might be doing another session or something, or playing the last session again. And
we've got a new single out, so buy it.
And thanks very much for that. Cheers.
Okay, thank you.
Shit, okay, I'll prepare questions next time.
What's this newfangled radio business thing then, eh? How do you turn it on?
This is Pirate Radio.
This is Central Radio.
You are in tune with Central Radio. This is Pirate Radio.
All right, mate. Oh, boss. Hey, oh, I love all this DJ malarkey.
The first rule of
DEFCON
is you do not talk about
DEFCON.
Second rule of
DEFCON
is you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of
DEFCON.
This is your first night of
DEFCON.
You have to fight.
Well, right. The second band we've got on tonight is a band called The Unhealthy, who I first heard on a CD, which kind of like made us want to put them on straight away. Like, So can you introduce yourselves first?
Yeah, I hate things. My name's Steve.
I'm Johnny, severe acute respiratory syndrome.
I'm Mazda Spaz.
All right, okay, and can you tell us a little bit about the Unhealthy, how you met, what your sort of reasons for getting in a band together and stuff?
Go, John.
I don't know, really just to piss around, basically. Play really fast music and swear a lot. And I put an advert up in Probe with a picture of Ironside in a wheelchair with Bigfoot wheels on the side and a speech bubble saying, fuck off, you stink of piss. And these two answered. So I kind of weeded out the pretentious people and I got two people who like to get pissed and piss about, basically. So
The reasons why I'd done the band was because basically it's shit and there's nothing else to do. Because this is Liverpool after all. So, like, got a few things to say about your circumstances, how you're forced to live. Been before I start ranting, I'll now push your back.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, go on.
So I personally have a mental age of 12, so everything, I'm incapable of being serious, so Steve writes all the serious stuff, and I write the songs about ninjas and stuff, so, yeah, my real pizza. Reason was for just pissing around.
Yeah, but I was going to say that looking at you, well, listening to the stuff and reading the lyrics, like, just not want to be bored is a key thing here. So
don't want to work, neither. No work for me, thank you.
Yeah.
Pay taxes.
Don't want to pay taxes.
So how do these songs actually get written? Like, what do people come in with ideas? I mean, for a hardcore band, I don't know, you are quite unusual. Like, I mean, would you classify yourself as a hardcore band first of all?
I'd say so. Yeah,
hardcore punk band. Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe I've got the hardcore scene wrong, but just in terms of what I've seen, you've actually got a sense of humour and a sense of fun, and actually, I mean. Is that fair to say? Like,
yeah, we definitely try and focus on the fun part of being in a band. Yeah, because at the end of the day, it is about a bit of a release for everyone involved. So, you know, other bands channel their anger and energies just into being angry, and that's up to them. But we definitely try and have a laugh with it all.
The times I've seen you, like, you've played best, it is kind of almost away from hardcore scene. Just sort of like, what kind of bands do you actually enjoy playing with?
Anybody with a similar kind of frame of mind, basically. Anybody who doesn't take themselves too seriously. And anybody who likes having fun, really. That's the basic premise for anything we do.
Yeah, we always really, really enjoy playing a full hardcore bill. Because basically, it's pretty much takes up a huge bulk of what I listen to. But then again, we love, you know, so many different types of music and that. So, like, to play something like Defcon, where it's eclectic, is really, you know, we do really have a good laugh at it, don't we?
A lot of the bands that I've always liked have been had that kind of stupid sense of humour, and it's just something that I try and get across in anything we do. Well, don't try, it just fucking happens, really.
It's because you don't think about nothing else, really.
Yeah. All right, okay, well, we're going to start with an Unhealthy track, so you can tell us what it's called and what it's about.
Well, yeah, this is it's called Petrol Bomb Resistance, and it's one of the serious ones. Steve wrote it, so I'll let him introduce it.
Basically, I look around, and everyone's got their own views on things, and everyone seems to clash, and everyone always seems to want to get ahead. And basically, I'm just jumping on the bandwagon, saying, basically, it's all the shit that goes on to everyone else's fault apart from mine. So if you want to sing along with the chorus, it says, I think you're, I think you're, I think you're fucking wankers.
Yeah, that was mine. That was my chorus. Yeah. That's about as articulate as it gets for me, really. But.
Cool. Well, this is The Unhealthy and Petrol Bomb Resistance. Fuck you! That was The Unhealthy and Petrol Bomb Resistance, and we've got the band here. We're going to play another track of yours in a second called Suicidal Tendencies. Is that...
No, the band.
Right.
The
that's the band, right, sorry. Okay.
Basically, it's a track by Suicidal, which is off the first record. And the track I've chosen is Subliminal, which is about subliminal messages, which can be a bit dated, but we really love 80s hardcore. Plus, it's got a... it's really fast, it's got the aggression, it's got a lot of melody in it as well.
Cool. Well, this is Suicidal Tendencies and...
Subliminal.
Subliminal.
Hands up, who wants to die?
DJ Malachi.
Okay, that was Subliminal. Or maybe not. This is right, can someone talk about this next one? It's Justified by Conflict.
This song is Justified by Conflict, which reflects our punkier side. And if you don't know Conflict, get to know Conflict.
Get it, I don't, but it's so true. A demonstration of abuse, a demonstration of
Okay, that was called Justify, and it was by Conflict. Then the final track you're going to play, it's another pop song called Satan's Trampoline by Lawnmower Death. So who wants to explain? Yeah,
well, that'll be mine.
I've got a lot to say about that. So
yeah, no, we're a very tragically underrated band from the late 80s and early 90s. It's just a cautionary tale of what not to do if you come across Satan's Trampoline, basically. When you listen to this, actually, I went to a mate's house to download it last night, and I checked it on CD player just after I downloaded it to check the sound quality, and I was listening to it at my mate's house, and just at the end of the song there's a big payoff, big chorus, and at that point my mate's mum walked in and started dancing. So imagine, if you will, please, when you hear this payoff at the end, imagine a 4'5" Spanish pensioner dancing in a slightly flamenco style to it, because it was quite possibly one of the funniest, sweetest, surrealist and scariest things I've ever seen. So just bear that in mind.
Do you know what? I stopped listening to you then, you know.
Mate, it's proper scarred me, like.
Satan's Trampoline by Lawnmower Death. That was Satan's Trampoline by Lawnmower Death. This has been the Unhealthy, who you can catch a hell of a lot playing around place like Heaven and Hell. Can you tell us?
Yeah, we're there again.
Yeah, we live there.
We squat there, don't we?
September, who
are
you going to be playing with?
Tell them about the gig in Sheffield.
Yeah, we're playing with two bands that's been a big influence on us, which is Leftover Crack and F Minus, and that's at Sheffield Corporation on November the 13th. If you can get over there.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it. And people just get in touch with you if they want the bus fare and stuff. Yeah.
Can I just say something else? Yeah, basically, I just want to say thanks to Defcon for getting us on the radio slot, and all the other promoters, bands around the Liverpool area, because it seems to be moving along a lot stronger now. And if they can cut the bitching out all together and pull together, we can move this thing forward a bit. Da, 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 da.
Okay, so no bitching and yeah. Everyone. All right, that's
no
it.
No bitching.
Oh, thanks to Alien Healthy, and I really do recommend going and seeing them. But oh no, our lineups, of course. Defcon.
Defcon. Defcon.
This is Defcon on Central Radio.
Defcon. 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 Defcon.
Central
Radio. Pirate Radio for Liverpool.
Central Radio.
Central Radio.
Central Radio.
Central Radio.
Central Radio.
We haven't actually got a band in, and we got three of the most influential kind of undereducated misfits in the Liverpool scene. Sorry, that doesn't apply to Adam, obviously.
or the office.
No. All right, we've got two. You can introduce yourselves and say what you've done.
Hello, my name's Joel. I'm a musician. I'm in a band called Krautrock and Pad Chimp, and I was in a band called Kling Klang as well.
My name's Chris. I'm sort of a part of the Defcon Shambles. I used to be in a band called Maisie Fade. Play a track later.
I'm Adam, and I'm doing things for Fracture, which is a concert promoter, and I've been in various bands and collectives.
Okay, so we're going to have to ask you some very general questions here, and okay, you can all get down off the chairs now. But all right, first of all, Joe, can you tell us a little bit about kind of your involvement in the music scene in terms of kind of what you're trying to do, how you're trying to influence it and affect it and stuff like that? Like, in fact, that's a question to everyone.
I don't know. I mean, I just want to try and do bands with different people and kind of try and do some kind of music that's about people, kind of like, I don't know, I like to play music where it sounds like people are properly interacting with each other and getting into something different and new, and kind of whatever type of thing it is. And I'd like to kind of try and organise gigs or be involved in gigs that promote that idea of that type of thing going on. Kind of, I don't know if that really explains very much, but I don't know. Just
I organise gigs because a lot of the time it's the only way I'm going to play, doing a lot of the stuff I do, and I also want to put on music that I like, and yeah, I can play. I can, that is associated to what I do, so it's a good way of getting artists in from elsewhere as well.
So I've come full circle, because I mean, I used to be in a band, and so people used to put my band on. But now I'm sort of more involved in putting bands on. I just want to put on bands who I feel that are playing music from just basically the guts, the gut feeling. And if they've got any sublime sort of tendencies, that's a bonus.
Sublime tendencies, definitely good.
So, Can you tell us about, I mean, apart from obviously the two bands we've already talked to, some of the bands that you've been excited about in Liverpool, and or some of the artists you've been excited about in Liverpool over the last few years? And
I mean, I think there's a lot of different stuff going on that's really been inspired.
It's hard to start picking names, you know. It's like, there's no agendas.
There's a more good general mood going on about of the past few years in Liverpool where people are...
You can go to a good gig by a bad band and just enjoy the buzz off it, or you can go to, you know, it's just the vibe of the scene that's as good as anything.
Definitely, there seems to be like more collaboration going on with people just trying like bands out for one night or just doing some kind of, and then it turned into that a proper band, and it's like, I don't know, it's like more people just trying things out and things turn out, I don't know, differently. And that's what I've been inspired by the past few years, really. It's just looking at people being a bit more inspired and ambitious.
Okay, we'll rephrase that question. Can you tell us the sort of stuff, or what needs to happen in Liverpool for it to be as kind of exciting and kind of innovative as it should be?
I don't know. I think the Liverpool scene's got a lot better. I think there's a lot of the bands we've heard tonight, Mugstar.
Needs people to be there in Liverpool, going out to get a scene going. You know, it's just like 30 people.
Why are you looking at us?
We only get 6 people.
Okay, we're going on to the first track that Joe selected here. And can you tell us what it is and why you picked it?
It's a track called... It's a cover of Bo Diddley by a band called Aquas Mobol. I mate Gary had it ages ago and I heard it and I really liked it. I don't know anything about the band at all, but it's just really exciting and unusual and fun and stuff like that. So that's all I know about it.
Okay, well, this is Aquas Mobol.
Yeah.
Bye.
That was a Quasmo Bobal, and I hope that's got you all dancing or something. But if you're not dancing, then you ain't got no feet. This is the Butthole Surfers, and Joe again is going to tell us why this track.
I heard it when I was about 16, and for one time, and I hadn't heard it again till today, and decided to dig it out off the internet, and it's just fucking dead stupid and stuff like so. That's it.
Cool. There we go. This is the Butthole Surfers and the Omen.
DEFCON.
That was the Omen by the Butthole Surfers. We've got another track now, which I think comes straight from one of those Top of the Pops records. From sort of its Modulo 1000. Joe, that's explain it. Yourself.
It's a Brazilian band. Was like, I don't know, just like electronics and like Black Sabbath and stuff like that, like from the 70s. But I don't know anything about them. I just, somebody passed me a CD of them ages ago, and I just like it. It's exciting and stuff.
Okay, and this is called Tepe Est Crine Caput, which translated means the carpet is almost on fire.
I have heard a rumor.
The Liverpool Echo is training organizations
to kill and eat any little children
whose parents
earn less than
£15,000 a year.
Thank you. Even the most famous pirates listen to Central Radio. Listen to Captain Pugwash.
Ah, the hockey.
Shiver me timbers, Central Radio FM.
Okay, that was Modulo 1000. We've got just one more of this stuff until we move on. This is Lost Microwaves, and again, can you tell us what it's about?
It's a song about being woken up and not wanting to go into work, and it's pretty brutal and stuff.
The time is 12.
Okay, this is Time to Get Up by Lost Microwaves.
It's 6 o'clock. It's time to get up. It's 6 o'clock. It's time to get up.
You're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of
DEFCON.
I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them
DEFCON.
Pirate Radio for Liverpool.
Central Radio.
Central Radio.
Central Radio.
Central Radio.
Central Radio.
DEFCON. You feel this blast of cool air in the middle of your brain.
We're now going on to talk about Chris's band a little bit, like, which he's always very modest about. We have found out they were nominated for a Mercury Prize by John Peel. Can you tell us a little about the history of what Maisie Fade?
Maisie Fade, right. Well, this track, the track we'll play, was from about 10 years ago from an LP called Secret Watchers Built the World. The track's called Inside My Blush. The band probably started about 14 years ago, based in St. Helens. We found it hard to play because a lot of people didn't like us, and certain times we'd do a sound check, and we couldn't even play after the sound check was finished because they hated us that much. But
but they went on to conquer the world. I don't know. They were actually listed in the Observer Music Monthly as a band that would too cool to not put in the fanzine, if I remember. And you were described as sounding like cutlery being thrown down the stairs. Do you think that's accurate? Or?
That was totally intentional, yeah. That's exactly what we were going for, yeah.
Okay. And they probably are the best band of that genre. This is Maisie Fade. And
can I add something?
Yeah, go on.
When I was going to say, like when I was 14, like kind of I used to just tape John Peel all the time, and I taped a night of John Peel, and there was one track that's I hated at first. Not hated, I just thought it was really fucking. Couldn't understand why anyone would make this noise, and it turned out it was Maisie Fade, and then I ended up getting really into it, and like I got in, and I really want to find out what they are, and it's mad that I end up meeting Chris and stuff like that, like, and like, you know, from that. But I don't know.
Am I a disappointment?
Yeah. No, you're not a disappointment. Yeah. You've lived up to your reputation. Looks like he cutlery being thrown down the stairs.
Can I just reiterate, Chris does look exactly like you would expect. This is Maisie Fade, and this is Mercury nominated, by the way, listeners. Maisie Fade, Inside My Blush.
You feel this blast of cool air in the middle of your brain.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that was Mercury Rev. And Chris, Adam and Joe are going to leave us now, but seriously, anything they're involved with is worth going to see, so look out for the posters, and thanks for coming in.
Cheers.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, ladies and listeners.
Don't cry.
Very best wishes.
Sounds. Thank you.
That's it. Everyone can go now.
Radio.